relationship.
Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. What a great passage. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Great passage. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Friend, how are you? Happy Thursday, this, final day of February 2013. My name is Joey Kroll. It is so good to see you for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, of course, here on Great News Radio. And my, oh my, things have been so busy here in the last couple of days, getting ready for our Serve and Learn Israel trip. I think we had 21 people sign up to be part of the Israel trip, and they're leaving Saturday. So if you can, be praying for those pilgrims, be praying that God will ordain their hands, the work, and the relationships that they will build. They are going to be doing so many wonderful stuff and help children and families in need. Also, they're going to be helping out at a Christian Bible camp, some schools, a hospital as well, and just so many wonderful opportunities to literally be the hands and feet of Jesus. So they're leaving on Saturday, so if you can, be praying for them as they leave this weekend. So we've been getting ready for that in the Kroll household. We are trying to trying to shovel the snow the other day when we had that snowfall. So I wanted to be the husband of the year. So I decided to shovel the driveway for my wife. And 30 minutes later, you can't even tell I did anything because it snowed so hard. It was quite frustrating. But I'm hoping that summer and spring is just right around the corner. Amen. Amen. Hey, speaking of spring, coming up in April the 11th. I'm so excited about this. We're getting ready for a community-wide Bible study starting on Thursday night, April the 11th, and it's going to be a bi-weekly Bible study for 12 weeks entitled The Merged Gospels. And the 12-week study will go through the four Gospels. Oh, this is going to be so great. It's going to be at the Judah Christian School, again, starting Thursday night, April the 11th from 6:30 to 8 at Judah Christian School on North Prospect in Champaign. And the cost is only $20. That includes the big old 366-page book and all the materials that you'll need for the class for those 12 sessions. Again, Thursday night, April the 11th for the Merged Gospels Community Bible Study that's going to be happening at Judah Christian School, 908 North Prospect Avenue in Champaign. If you want to get more information or even to register, just visit our homepage, greatnewsradio.org, or you can just give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, I'll tell you what, we have a wonderful, wonderful devotional today from Genesis chapter 3, and we're going to be focusing on how God is still God, no matter what. It's going to be a good one right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Yes, beautiful song, Twyla Paris, and we will glorify the Lord. Well, happy Thursday, friend. It's already, what, the last day of February 2013. Welcome. This, of course, is the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, friend, how good it is to know that when things go awry in our life, that God is still God. Amen. That God has a plan. When we lose our job, God is still God, and He still has a plan. When our house gets foreclosed on, God is still God, and He still has a plan. When our marriage goes down the tubes, God is still God, and He still has a plan. Amen? How good it is to know when our life goes upside down, that God is still God, God is still on His throne, and He still has a plan. And today, it's a little bit of a smaller devotional today, but a strong one, though. In Genesis chapter 3, we read about the fall of man, Adam and Eve. And we pick up in verse 6 of Genesis chapter 3, "When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, 'Adam, where are you?' He answered, 'I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.' And he said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?' The man said, 'The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it.' Then the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this that you have done?' The woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate it.' So the Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel.'" And this may be a passage you know very well. You've probably remember reading about it growing up in children's church, or maybe you teach it in Sunday school. But what was happening was they disobeyed God. They chose to follow a lie rather than the truth. We continue to read that God also gave a curse to the woman, and he also gave it to the man as well. And the first time in human history, sin has entered the world because of Adam and of Eve, and also the serpent. So when God is giving the curse to the serpent, which of course is Satan himself, in verses 14 and 15 it says, "So the Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life.'" It says that cursed are you above all livestock and all the wild animals, which is kind of interesting because in Genesis chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, it says, "So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them." So God blessed the animals, but now the serpent is no longer blessed, it's cursed. So he says, "Cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals." He goes on to say, "You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life." What do you think that means? It's kind of funny because if you really think about it, Satan was the serpent. However, if you think back, Satan, before he became Satan, the evil creature that he is and that we know of today, but he used to be an angel of light. A beautiful being. But he had a problem. He wanted to be like God and higher than God, which I think it's kind of interesting now that part of his curse, God has commanded him to go to the lowest low, to crawl on his belly. Jesus said in Luke chapter 14, verse 11, "For anyone who exalts himself will be humbled." Kind of funny how Satan wanted to be higher than God. And God told him, "You will crawl on your belly and you will eat the dust all the days of your life." And he goes on to say, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman." Enmity is a word you don't really hear often, but it means the state or feeling of being actively opposed or hostile to someone or something. So he goes on to say, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. See, the context of this verse of obviously is the fall of Adam and Eve, but God is speaking to the serpent, who is a personification of Satan. God desires no correlation between himself and Satan. The two are mutually exclusive. And he goes on to say, between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. God draws a distinction between your seed, that's Satan's seed, and her seed. Now, her seed refers to the humanity incarnation of Christ. Notice that this passage does not say the seed of Adam, and this is in reference to the virgin birth. The New Testament calls Jesus the seed. I believe that's in Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. He goes on to say, as part of the curse to the serpent, he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. God is predicting the defeat of Satan by the coming of Christ, the Messiah. God is drawing the battle lines between himself and Satan, and he shall crush your head, or bruise your head, depending on which translation you have. Now, when somebody crushes the head, that's a mortal wound right there. The power of Satan is crushed by the cross of Christ. Yet even at the moment of the first fall, God promises a solution to their sin. At the fall, Satan bruised the heel of Jesus. Sin was the cause of Christ going to the cross. But at the cross, Christ will crush Satan's head. And at that cross, Jesus paid the penalty of sin fully. So friend, what is happening here is God not only giving a curse, but he's giving his plan for salvation. He's letting you know, even though this is not a good situation, I am still God. I have a plan in this situation, and I'm going to send my son Jesus, who is going to die on a cross so he can help redeem you back to me, and we can settle this sin thing once and for all. If God had a plan at the fall of all humanity, God certainly has a plan for you and your situation, especially if you are his child. And my reminder for you today, friend, is God hasn't forgotten about you. He still has you in the palm of his hand. And I say this with great confidence because the last I checked, the tomb is still empty. The cross of Christ still stands. And after all of these years, he still has the whole world in his hands. Know that there is nothing that can knock him off of his throne. Because in the midst of your situation, know that God is still God, no matter what.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are not a God.
Just the way it is. You are God alone from before time began.
Brown and the How Great Is Our God medley right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and wow, that song really ministered to me this morning. I hope and pray that you are enjoying your week thus far. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the program today, if you can't be praying for our saints and our pilgrims that are heading over to Israel here on Saturday, in fact, if you have a moment, would you join me in prayer as we pray as they go and literally be the hands and feet of Jesus? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that we have mighty, mighty men and women who want to step up and say, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Father, I pray for everyone who's involved with the Serve and Learn trip to Israel on Saturday, Lord. I pray that you just bless them. I pray that you ordain their steps. I pray that you ordain their words. Ordain the work of their hands, Father, and I pray that you put them in a position where they get to minister your name to anyone they come across, Father. Lord, I also pray that they will be ministered to as well. Father, we ask that you keep them safe, be with them, and thank you so much for these great, great servants of God. We ask these things in your name. Amen and amen. Friend, continue to be praying for our saints and our pilgrims as they head over to Israel as they leave on Saturday. Well, it has been an honor to spend some time here with you here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Don't forget, join us tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, Fred, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.